You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Broke like a little country. Rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing the good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
Welcome to Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features discussions with and the music of local musicians. I am your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking to soprano Maria Zuvez about Maria's new album, Everything, which was released back in December. And many of the songs that you're going to hear tonight will be sung at the cabaret concert entitled Everything, a classical cabaret with Maria Zuvez, which is part of the Savannah Voice Festival and will be on Friday, August 8th at 6:30 p.m. at District Live in the Plant Riverside District. Tickets are available at savannahvoicefestival.org. Welcome back to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Maria Zuvez.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's good to be here. Hi, everyone.
We're going to be talking today about this new album, and the new album is entitled Everything. It is an interesting selection of songs. It goes from what I call fun cabaret to totally sentimental tearjerkers. So why this, the particular selection of songs on this album?
Well, let's see. I guess you have to back up in terms of why the album, because,
sure,
you know, I've lived my life, as some of your listeners know, working as a producer and educator. And while I am a singer, and that's what I was trained to be, I have been an arts administrator. And even though I love to sing and sang professionally and still do when I can, you know, doing an album at this stage of my life was really not something that seemed obvious or something that I thought I wanted to do. So when I took that on and decided to do the album of music that I sort of began singing when I was a young singer and wanted to be the next Barbra Streisand, I really just thought about what songs I love and what songs I've been singing and the message that I could do what I wanted. Meaning everything. And I think that's the point, is the song is about everything. It runs the gamut of American songbook and soft rock and movie music, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a little bit of everything. And that's pretty much what I've done my whole life, is a lot of everything. I don't want to limit myself to what I enjoy doing. And I have done a lot of different things in my lifetime. And so it was kind of perfect. So the 11-year-old me that sang over the rainbow in my church show and had my picture in the paper from it, which just pleased me to no end, is still the girl that you hear in this album so many decades later, which is kind of exciting.
Well, and since it takes in much of your life in terms of songs that you've loved throughout your life, and a part of that has been here in Savannah, and being in Savannah and having lived here now for 31 years, the first thing I noticed on the album is that there's no songs with Johnny Mercer lyrics.
No, I wasn't raised with Johnny Mercer. That wasn't there in my zeitgeist. But also, you know, if you see the album and all of its titles, it's really about those wonderful just songstresses, Bette Midler, Judy Garland, Barbra Streisand. That's really what you're seeing. And then smattered in there is slices of my life with composers like Michael Chang and David Friedman. A significant part of my life has been in Savannah. We're looking at year 14 now that I've been making music there and bringing people to Savannah, and it's been thrilling. There's a little bit of paying homage to Savannah in this, But you're right. It doesn't have a Johnny Mercer in sight. but it does have a little bit of a low country twang in some of the music. In particular, one I absolutely adore, which we'll talk about, which is Michael Ching's It's Always Been You. Collaborating with Savannah artists really turned it into a wonderful, very slight, because I'll always be a classical artist, but a slight turn into the country music side. And that's due to the artists that were on board with the collaboration.
Well, and the other thing, people who know you and have heard you sing here in Savannah will not be surprised, is that this is a very eclectic collection of music that is mostly in the popular vein, not classical per se, mostly in
Right.
the popular vein, and that you sing very extraordinarily well in the popular vein as well as in the operatic vein.
Well, thank you for that. That's very nice. I hope so, because otherwise I shouldn't have done the album, or I should have just done it for me. But this kind of singing, which is really more popular, it's a different kind of negotiation of the sound. It's a, dare I say, there's less color from top to bottom in the sound. This kind of singing was the singing that I began doing younger and wanted to do older. That was my pursuit, was to go into that kind of music. And when I was getting my bachelor's degree from Stetson University, I was given a role as a sophomore in college, Zerlina and Don Giovanni. Well, I didn't really care about that kind of stuff, but it started to grow on me. And by the time I graduated there with a bachelor's in voice performance, I was hooked. So it came to me. I didn't go to it. You know, so many singers who sing opera, they started in that venue. I did not. And I find it very interesting because so many of our singers that come into our program start in that world and end up somewhere else, like our Carlton Moe and many others.
All musicians, including vocal musicians, need to be really flexible these days because the jobs are very varied.
That's right. You have to be, because our genre is, dare I say, changing, shrinking a little, expanding in different ways. We see that the operatic world is now offering classical Broadway numbers in their season. And we see that it's very important to be able to flex the more popular genres. So I think that because opera is changing, because we are becoming a very different kind of genre and evolving to popular culture, popular music has to play a part. And we've seen it through the history. We've seen many of our artists who have been very renowned in our industry do what we call crossing over, right? That's a word that we use in the operatic world, to do crossover music, to cross over to the Broadway world or the pop world. It seems very much a part of every singer's career. I mean, I remember having Renee Fleming at the Kennedy Center Honors sing Over the Rainbow. And Renata Scotto sing Over the Rainbow at a gala. There's a lot of that happens, and it can be wonderful.
This album was done in collaboration with pianist and arranger Asaf Gleissner.
And David Friedman, the two. It started, Asaf and I were putting together this album. I had approached him about it. He had done a wonderful album with my friend Danny Cohen. Danny's album is beautiful. I listened to it and I cried and I thought, oh, this is very inspiring. And as I was kind of going on to do other things, like my culinary journey, I thought, you know, what else do I want to do? I felt a little bit open to some new things. And it dawned on me that doing an album, especially with Asaf, with whom I had begun to collaborate, could be a really fun thing. And so I just kind of went down the road as a, okay, what if? And that started in March of last year. And then it just so happened that David Friedman and I had been singing David's music for a long time, very long time. Started with his Simple Wish and then You'll Always Be My Baby, which are two pieces that are on this particular album. He had called me out of the blue and I said, "Oh, David, it's so interesting that you called. It's been a while since I'd seen him." I said, "I need to talk to you about a project that I'm doing." He goes, "Well, I'm going to be in town." He said, "I'd like to come and see you. I'd like to visit." So he and his husband, Sean, came over. And I said, "Well, I'd like to do these two pieces on the album. What do you think? Would that be okay?" He goes, "Oh, absolutely. That would be lovely." He goes, "Do you want to sing them now?" I said, "Sure." So we had friends over. I performed the two pieces and David played for me. And I thought, "Oh, yeah." So, of course, I'm not shy. So I said to David, "Would you play these for me on the album? I mean, I would love it if you were the one who was playing." And so we were all together in Savannah, and I had gone to Andrew Sovine's wonderful studio, which is Backdoor Studios. And we had a great session. And it just so happened that Ming Hao Liu was with us. So he came and I said, "Ming Hao, why don't we do something together?" So we did The Prayer. And that's on the album. So it's interesting, you know, when, like most collaborations, you do them not really knowing exactly what's going to happen. You just kind of start at the beginning with a plan and then you run into other artists. And like any sort of interloper, it changes the content. And that's what this album was about. It just, the content kept changing. I mean, the core of it is there, was there, but it was like a little adventure that I went on. It was like it being into the woods, you know. I just kind of walked into the woods like Little Red Riding Hood, and I came upon all these people that changed my story. So yes, David, it turned out David mixed it up in Connecticut at another great studio called Factory Underground. So his partner up there, Tom, did a lot of the mixing. But there's all sorts of fun stories about this. We had all the instrumentals done during the hurricane without power. It's just crazy stories about how each one of these pieces evolved. But it happened. It happened quickly. It can take 2 years really to build an album like this. And we were done by December. It's kind of amazing.
Well, and in addition to the two pianists, both Asaf Gleissner and David Friedman, there are a number of other musicians on this album.
That's right. There are some beautiful musicians. So we have, as I'd mentioned, Andrew Sovine is not only an extraordinarily talented guitarist. He's an entrepreneur, you know, he's does some great things and his studio is fantastic and he does some great work on the technical end. But he also is an extraordinarily talented guitarist, and he put his guitar to this and created some things and worked with Asaf on some charts that really made it extra special, especially because it's a little daring. You know, I'm a little crazy to take on a piece from Journey, Open Arms, you know, a rock ballad that I sang in my car when nobody was looking and still do. But, you know, I thought, oh God, Steve Perry is going to find it somewhere out in the ether and go, "Who's this person? Why is she like, what the heck? What's going on?" But, you know, I did it because I wanted to, because I could. And without having the folks that were involved, without having Brandon Miller and Mark Chesineau and Ricardo Ochoa and Andrew with Asaf in the lead to pull all of it together and make these arrangements, it just wouldn't be as special. And there were times, you know, David was really a big muse for me in this. He really worked with me on finding messaging in my singing. I would say in terms of the artistic work with me as a singer, David really did the most as that kind of a producer. And then Asaf did the other end of that. So it was a perfect balance and we all worked well together. But, you know, there were just times where David and I just decided that just having the piano and just me was the right thing to do. And then other ends where Asaf and I were going to go down the road of having an arrangement for something and him saying, you know, let's leave it. This is kind of perfect. And then other tracks where I listened to it for the first time, put together with everything, because I was in absentia with the instruments as one is normally, and went, that's another piece. That's crazy. So it's the fun of creating something. You know, it's like making a great cake. You know, you put the icing on it and go, oh, yeah, it's going to taste good, but wow, isn't that pretty?
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking to soprano Maria Zuvez. Well, the album opens with Everything, and this is Rupert Holmes and Paul Williams, a song for Barbra Streisand from A Star Is Born. And this is opens with piano and voice. To me, this sort of falls into that cabaret category, the sort of fun cabaret category.
That's right. And really, ultimately, if you had to put this album in a box, it would be cabaret. And on the heels of doing this album, I have been doing cabaret concerts and will be doing a cabaret concert this summer in our festival. But I had the joy of, once the album launched, just a few weeks after that, performing for the first time in my life at a very iconic cabaret theater, what do you call it, establishment, Don't Tell Mamas. So I don't know if you're familiar with it, Dave, but it's, you know, you don't do cabaret in New York without doing Don't Tell Mamas at some point. And so I got to meet Sidney Meier through Sean Moninger, David's husband. And all of a sudden there I was on stage performing for a sold out crowd, which blew me away. I can't tell you the amazing feeling that happened with that. So yes, this is truly cabaret. And, you know, while Everything is Star Is Born, we all know that was turned into a rock movie that was based on the old two other Star Is Borns in the past. That particular song was a true sort of rock ballad. And I had been singing it since the movie came out that many years ago, and it, making the decision to choose which Barbra Streisand pieces to sing, I had so many in my head. I, all of that time period when she was recording all of those, Songbird, Wet, you know, The Star Is Born, Streisand Superman, I chose that one because to me this was what this album was about. So it was very exciting to be able to interpret that, and humbling. You know, you look at these iconic women who made it their own, and I think, ooh, you know, what am I doing? A lot of people have sung Belle Dee, but you know, there's one version of Everything that we know. So it was an interesting chutzpah that I had to take on to make it happen. But I'm glad I did.
And this is such an entertaining song. You know, one of the lines is, I'd like to plan a city, play the cello, play at Monte Carlo, play Othello, move into the White House, paint it yellow.
Yes, very interesting. They're very interesting lyrics. And it's funny because I thought, oh, maybe I'll change that word of play Othello. I'll change it to sing Othello, because that would be more me, right? And then I thought, no, we'll keep it as it is. You know, play Othello. It's written that way, so I'll keep it that way. But I did toy with sing Othello. But yes, you know, painting the White House yellow, that's a very interesting concept.
And I will sing.
It's fun to sing, especially in front of an audience. You know, as you know, that communication with an audience is very, very visceral in cabaret, much like in a recital. And I've done recitals my whole life. So, in fact, that was a big bulk of my singing career. So, I'm very familiar with being on stage, whether it's pre-curtains or announcing or being an MC. So, cabaret feels super, super comfortable to me.
Well, and this, of course, the lyrics are by the marvelous Paul Williams, who, both as a lyricist but also as an actor, is just an amazing character.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
The next song on the album is going back to the 30s, in fact, 1930. And this is Get Happy. And this is a Harold Arlen and Ted Koehler song. And this was very interestingly arranged because the fact that it really sort of takes it into the jazz sphere.
Yes, that's a saw that he created this version of it. And I think it's super interesting. I struggled because I really wanted to do Get Happy because of the famous Garland Streisand moment on the Judy Garland show when she had the young Barbara and they sang Happy Days and Get Happy. And I have done that duet with others, and I've staged it and programmed it, and I find it just a wonderful combination of the two songs. And I thought, well, I don't want to do a duet with myself, so what do I do? And he said, well, just pick one of the songs. And I said, well, I think Get Happy is what I want. And he just thought, well, let's jazz it up, let's just, and that's where he, you know, Asaf is a brilliant jazz pianist. I mean, he just blows you away. And so to give him opportunities to shine in this album was one of the things I really wanted to accomplish. And this piece is certainly part of that.
And of course, this is anybody who knows the basics of the American Songbook. This is truly one of the most important songs in that American Songbook because it is such it's an interesting combination, as great lyrics are, of meaningful comment as well as sort of delight.
Yes, absolutely. It's delightful. It is a piece, but it talks about something very profound. And that's a great combination.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah. Come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
you kind of want to throw in an amen there, which I welcome anytime I'm singing it. So no, I'm pleased it's on the album. It's a good up piece. You know, we also want to make sure when you're building an album, I don't think people consciously think about it, but if it were just an album of ballads, it'd be lovely, but good to put you to sleep. You want to be able to listen to something that will move you in both directions and be a nice push and pull. So what I'm also very pleased about that happened with this album is the balance of that is quite fun. There's profound things that I want to say, and there's some very sweet, delicate, tender moments. And then it flips right into something very fun and up and happy.
This is WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
The 2026 Savannah Jazz Festival runs from Friday, September 18th to Sunday, September 20th at locations around Savannah. The Savannah Jazz Festival features 2 days of jazz in Forsyth Park on Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th, and a school band day on September 20th at District Live. Premium seating at Forsyth Park can be purchased. More information can be found at www.savannahjazz.org. Performers for Social Justice Awareness, a nonprofit theater group producing minimalist staged readings with social justice themes, is presenting excerpts from Harriet Jacobs' 1861 autobiography, Incidents in the Life of a Slave Girl. The staged reading will be presented at Radiant Center, 2204 Skidaway Road, Savannah, on September 26th at 7 p.m. No reservations are required. Evening Eclectic features weekly conversations with and the music of national and international musicians from a wide range of musical genres. Join me, Dave Lake, your Evening Eclectic host, and these musical guests each week on Sunday nights from 8 until 10 p.m. on WRUU. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking to soprano Maria Zuvez about Maria's new album, Everything, which was released back in December. And many of the songs that you're going to hear tonight will be sung at the cabaret concert entitled Everything, a classical cabaret with Maria Zuvez, which is part of the Savannah Voice Festival and will be on Friday, August 8th at 6:30 p.m. at District Live in the Plant Riverside District. Tickets are available at savannahvoicefestival.org. And the sequence of songs on this album is just absolutely delightful because of the fact that you start with a very upbeat but funny song, a very light song with Everything. And then you go to Get Happy, which is upbeat but very meaningful, to then the next song on the album is We Can Be Kind. And this is a David Friedman song. And this is very serious and more contemplative.
Yes, yes, David Friedman. He writes songs that truly have a story. That's one of the things that's really great about working with him, is that he really makes you a better storyteller. And this song should be the anthem to the world right now. And indeed, it has been embraced in so many parts of our music world. It's done in all sorts of situations. And it's become a little bit of an anthem for the Savannah Voice Festival. So we were not planning to put this on the album. In fact, I did not have this song in my pocket when I started the album. It evolved as I was working with David and thought, no, it needs to be part of it. It really fit me well also vocally, but the messaging was very clear that it belonged in this album for my personal reasons. And what you may not know, Dave, even all these conversations that we've had together about music and the voice programs, when I first started Voice Experience 25 years ago, and this is its 25th year, which is so exciting, I found a magnet and I put it up behind me at my check-in desk for the artists that were coming in the door to work with us. And it said, be nice or leave. This is an even better message. We can be kind. We can take care of each other. We can remember that deep down inside, we all need the same things. It's a beautiful sentiment. And it encompasses David and who he is. And for Asaf and for me, as we were making certain decisions, it just felt great.
Yeah, and it has a very important message because it, you know, starts off by saying there's so much that's out of control, that's out of our control. There's so much pain in this world. But what do we do to make it better? We can be kind.
That's right. And, you know, nobody really wants to fight. Nobody really wants to go to war. And in this moment, on this day that you and I are talking, that may be true, but what is happening is frightening. The song itself can be a salvo. It can be a balm that can help us feel like we have some control. And what control do we have? We can be kind to each other.
And maybe we'll find if
Then the next song is on to another classic Barbra Streisand tune. And this is Songbird. This is written by Dave Wolford and Steve Nelson. And it's the cover song from her Songbird album of 1978.
Yes.
This is really the first one that we do that really is the full band.
That's right. It's the first time that you really start to hear the more rock ballad, pop ballad come into what it is I'm offering in this album, that other end of the spectrum. And again, it's a gutsy thing to take on as somebody who's lived in the classical world, albeit my love of it, I never really lived in it. I just sang it for myself as often as my spirit moved me. And I, as a junior high kid singing this, I think I sang it in as a solo in my junior high choir. It just was sort of karaoke for me, although you could tell that I had talent to be a singer and it was clear and people enjoyed hearing me do that kind of thing. But it never evolved into training. I never trained to do it. I never worked with anyone on that. It was just something that was in my heart. So how strange for me to come into this part of my life and actually sing it fresh. Maybe that's better. Maybe I didn't bring with it any other baggage. But I remember her album. It was so strange because Songbird's the album, but the cover was Barbra with her puppy, her dog, Songbird, but there's the dog. And she's had poodles, I think, her whole life. And I love my dog too. So, but I really felt as if I was scratching an itch when I sang it. And still, when I perform it live, it's exciting to, as it were, to wail on it as if I'm still in front of my mirror, 12 years old, holding my mom's statue of Athena as my microphone. So we can picture that while we're hearing me sing it.
Well, and this falls into that category that I call singer's songs, because it glorifies the art of singing and it glorifies the value of song. You know, with the songs that I sing and the magic they bring, they've helped you be strong now. And so that's what music does. It binds us together. It builds us up. It helps us when we're having our troubles. It's just a wonderful thing to have in our world.
So, yeah, I love where you're going with that, because if you look at the other songs we just talked about, it all leads you through this, doesn't it? So the songs that we're hearing in this album, this particular song tells the story of them.
Songbird sings from the heart. Each word can tear you apart. I sing, you sing along. You find your life in my song. The songs that I sing and the magic they bring, they've helped you be strong now. My song sets you free, but who sings to me? I'm all alone now. Who sings for? Sometimes and no one can see.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking to soprano Maria Zuvez. And as you mentioned, we're now moving into sort of the modern pop direction.
Yes.
Or pop rock direction. And you mentioned the song before, and that's Open Arms, the Steve Perry and Jonathan Cain tune, the Journey tune, which is from their 1981 album. Journey is interesting because the Open Arms was their biggest hit. It was number two on the Billboard chart for 6 weeks. It never made number one. In fact, none of their songs ever made number one.
I didn't know that. But, you know, they're the longest lasting. They have been around forever, where other songs of that genre and time may not be as heard. I was Googling Open Arms to hear Steve Perry sing it. And I got like four or five other versions. In fact, I even got this weird instrumental children's music box version of it. I couldn't believe it. I thought, wow, I didn't realize it had been covered that many times. But it's so iconic of that genre. And such a beautiful lyric. So now I come to you with open arms, nothing to hide, believe what I say. So here we are with open arms, hoping you'll see what your love brings to me. I mean, that's so beautiful. And I have so much respect for Steve Perry as an artist and what he did. And I've heard him in recent interviews talk about the voice and talk about his relationship to his music. And it's thoughtful, it's mindful, it's heartfelt. And he wasn't just a hairband singer. He was a true tenor who worked hard in the art and had a lot of pressure on him to sing like that all the time and on tour. It was crazy. And yet that Steve Perry sound, you hear it and you know it, just like you hear Montserrat Caballé, you know when you hear Steve Perry, you know when you hear Barbara Streisand. And these vocalists, these singers that have that brand of their own, it was thrilling to put my own spin on a piece like that. It's slightly different than the cover. It's not just a cover as it was, where everything is and some of the other pieces are. This one's just slightly different. And I love singing it. It just feels good when I sing it. There's something about it that speaks to my heart. And it's funny because I try to perform it every time I'm out there doing concerts. And that's the one that people comment on. Oh, when you sang that, you really, I could see how much you loved it. That's exciting.
Yeah, and it's a power ballad. It's a love song. It's a love lost, but love returning song. Sort of contains a little bit of everything.
It does. And boy, did the band do a great job. Andrew Sovine's work on that was incredible. And Asaf just rocks it. That's a true ensemble piece, this track. I'm very, very proud of how it turned out.
Next is a song I was not familiar with, and this is Moonfall, Rupert Holmes, and it's from his Broadway musical, The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy I got to sing this piece. I have loved it forever. I've given it to artists, I've programmed it, and I've never sung it. And to me, this song is as close to an art song as you can get with Broadway repertoire. It is intimate. It is beautiful. The vocal line lends itself to a true American art song. And it's so passionate. And what is interesting about this song is if you take it at face value, it's very sexy. It's very sensual. It's very beautiful. Someone is madly in love and wanting to be physical with that person. But it's really a woman singing it, and a man, a voyeur, is creepily watching her. It's actually a very creepy moment in the show. But if you just take it as it is, it's so sensual. It's just, whew, but in the moonfall, I give myself to you. I'll bathe in moonfall and wrap myself in dew. Oh, it's just beautiful. I love singing it, and I love that. And that was, again, one of those songs, as I mentioned, that we didn't touch. We left it as an art song with Asaf's gorgeous playing and me singing it straight. So, yeah, I was happy to do that one.
Yeah, and this song, it appears in the middle of the first act, as you described, and then they bring it back.
Yes.
Along with the name of love to end the first act.
Yeah, I mean, it's who wouldn't want to reprise that? Oh, come on. It's like thick molasses.
We're not even halfway through the album, and we're out of time, so we're going to have you back.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let
let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.